You're listening to a pre-recorded edition of KYUK's Talk Line. Do not attempt to call in with comments or questions. Again, this is a pre-recorded program. Join Talk Line live on Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. on 640 a.m. KYUK. And now, here's your host.
Express yourself.
And good morning. This is Joe Moses, Jr. I'm solo today. Diane's not in. She's teaching at her job at the college. Again, good morning. Happy Friday. This is Friday Morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you, the callers, and whatever's on your mind, you could call and tell us what you'd like to speak about. The numbers here are 5-4.
This is a pre-recorded edition of Talk Line. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join Talk Line live Fridays at 10 a.m.
Also, you could email us at radio@kyk.org. Okay, good morning. We have a phone call. Good morning, Ronica.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I was calling in to invite everybody out to come visit the YK Fitness Center this weekend. We do have half price pool admissions Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sponsored by the YK Lifesavers. And I also wanted to encourage people who are in the community who are early birds to come out early in the morning. We have been trying to open up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and hopefully if we get a lot of participants, we'll keep that as our normal hours of operation. So again, if you are an early bird and you want to work out early before you go to work and 6 o'clock isn't early enough for you, come out Tuesday through Friday, and we are opening up at 5 o'clock in the morning for the gym. Also, I wanted to let everybody know that we are having a judo class. We had a nice turnout with a judo class, and we just passed off a couple of yellow belts, a couple of orange belts, and we're looking for more participants.
Okay, how did they get a hold of you to sign up?
If they want to get a hold to us, then they can call us at 907-543-0390. Again, that's 907-543-0390. Or you can visit us on Facebook at UConn Kuskokwim Regional Health Center. Again, you can reach us on Facebook at the YK Fitness Center or UConn Kuskokwim Regional Health Center.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks for letting me call.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
And good morning, John.
Morning, everyone. I want to take this time and opportunity to thank everyone who attended our late sister and grandmother, Mother Marie Pensgard's funeral, all the services and the choir that you gave us. And I want to thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts. Our prayers are with you, and thank you for all the understanding, your compassion and care, and being just friendly people. She's going to be missed by all of us. Thank you. Joe, you guys have a good day. Safe one.
All
right, thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you, John. I'm sorry.
You're welcome, Joe. See you.
Again, this is Friday Morning Talk Line, and the numbers here are 5-4.
This is a pre-recorded edition of Talk Line. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join Talk Line live Fridays at 10 a.m.
I do have a couple of announcements to make. The first one is travel warnings, missing persons, safety notices, second day. They're urging everyone and anyone to please stay off the river, sloughs, and lakes for your own safety. This is coming from the search and rescue and your public service. The Alaska State Troopers and your local law enforcement are urging everyone not to travel on the rivers, lakes, and sloughs. It's very dangerous. Also, the funeral and obituary for Nick Andrews Sr. Funeral service is tomorrow, 4:16 at 2 p.m. at Napakiak. We do have Mike on the phone air. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. Community of Akiak is going to have walk today, choose a respect walk to end domestic violence in our villages, and everyone is welcome to join our walk, but I'm not going to be there because I'm on in Eek and going to Quinnahock for to spread the good word. But I just really appreciate Trooper Perry Barr when he was still there to join us a couple of years ago to end domestic violence in our communities. So so I would urge that everyone you know, come together to end this terrible problem in our villages and in our communities all over the state. And also I'd like to inform all of the 33 tribes in the Kuskokwim River that Kuskokwim River Tribal Fish Commission is celebrating the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission to formally work together to manage our fisheries on our Kuskokwim River. And this is the first agreement ever in Alaska, a demonstration project that was announced by Deputy Secretary Mike Connors. And we are going to be having a full commission meeting on May 11th, and we're going to celebrate the accomplishment. And I'd like to again thank all of the 33 tribes from the Kuskokwim River, from the mouth to Nikolai. And it's a major accomplishment, and we have a lot of work to do to help managing our fisheries in the river. So that's another one. I just our condolences to family of my cousin Johnny Hoffman. He passed on yesterday, and our prayers to the family. But anyway, I just looking forward for many meetings ahead for our tribes to come together to deal with all of these issues, and there's going to be many more with the you know, alcohol sales coming up in Bethel. It's going to affect our communities, and we just cannot stay silent and let it, you know, we're going to have to up the public safety efforts, and it's going to be harder to monitor alcohol coming into our villages, into our dry villages. So that's one issue, and no issue of governance need to be taken up by 56 tribes, and the conditions of our villages, we just cannot stay still and not do anything about the issues that are facing us, economic issues, public safety, water, sewer, you know, the list goes on, suicides, domestic violence. You know, we have to come together as people in this region to deal with it. And the current conditions is not working. We have to get the energy back into the tribes. And I really miss the old guard, the old leaders like Eddie Hoffman, Isaac Hawk, Wassily B. Van, William Lomax, or, you know, all those old guys that I spent a lot of time with. They told us to do something about the issues of land, the issue of jurisdiction, the issue of hunting and fishing, and et cetera, education, and to make sure that our future is protected. So I just wanted to, you know, just let everyone know that we have a lot of work to do ahead of us, and I just look forward in having get them done in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. We have an anonymous phone call. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Hi, good morning. Nice April, spring day.
Happy Friday.
And it's my mom's birthday today. She's 93 years old.
Wow.
Yes. I just want to say something about the commotion we had last week with the UBID Nation, AVCP, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I made a comment last Friday about that incident,
mm-hmm.
how they inappropriately started the meeting, few delegates, or about 8 delegates, I believe. They said they inappropriate for me. I reported that in as a comment. But now that it's coming to a picture for me, I just want to make, I'm sorry I'm going to hurt their feelings, but it's something that I need to bring up. Remember 2013 when Jalista took over?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had a... as soon as they got the majority, there was a change after they attacked 77 board members, and then they placed, they took over. As soon as we found out, just those guys, they came in and attempted to start the tribal government. And when I start to think about it, and most of the villages, most of the tribes, out of 56 villages, and there's Unit 4 up there, those guys inappropriately, I would say, conspired. Now it's coming to a picture how conspiracy was being done there those days, because most of the tribes didn't know what was going on, and there was unanswered questions. So conspire means a group of people planning together to plot or change or do something behind, you know, because most of the tribes didn't know what was going on back in 2013. Now it's coming to a picture now with this AVCP last week, how they inappropriately, they got a good intent, all right, but for me, they're trying to take over the issues what AVCP and YKG are already providing, and they're doing the hard work. AVCP is expanding to more services and more, so each one of them very important for AVCP tribes, not just subsistence. And YKG also got prevention, prevention programs they have, and TWC also, don't forget that. And then what I'm trying to say is these guys somehow need to refrain from trying to do something like that, you know, like trying to take over. Don't get me wrong, they have a good intent, but just those guys are trying too hard and breaking, like, to me, they're breaking the law, or they're breaking something. They're going borderline, breaking borderlines with these guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, you know, and the last thing to talk about, Donald Gold, talk about that subsistence. They're saying June 11th, subsistence, we're going to be subsisting. One of the comments from one during that convention or meeting, supposedly a meeting, one of the comments I heard was like, where's AVCP on this subsistence issue? Where is AVC? It's not, I don't think it's AVCP does that, but talking about subsistence and Donlan, let me say Donlan Gold, okay, Donlan whatever, mining, versus this AVCP, they're attacking AVCP for mostly subsistence issue. And then most of those guys that are attacking these guys for subsistence are supporting Donlan. What? Because the issue is like subsistence is, you know, some people are worried about the subsistence thing up there in Donald Gold, and some people are for the money, the jobs and everything. So it's like those guys are supporting that Donald Gold, and then they're going to go for subsistence, blaming it on AVCB. Where's Fish and Wildlife? Those guys have that jurisdiction when we're going to subsist or when we're going to do commercial fishing. We don't hear news from AVCP when is our subsistence, when is our commercial fishing. AVCP don't do that, right? And so there's so many things. We need to stop these guys from, you know, like there's 30-plus or 24-plus villages out there versus this Unit 4. They need to refrain from trying to take over issues. Yep, I mean, there, I would say 2013, there was a conspiracy going on, so. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, we have Henry Tikyun Sr. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, we got Fritz. Good morning, Fritz.
Hey, good morning. You guys want a little bit of translation on that?
If you want to, sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, pretty brief. He wants us to tell our kids not to be traveling because there's no birds yet out there. And there's lots and lots of dangerous areas, especially around the lakes. The mouth of the creeks at the lakes and the river, and if they travel without letting anybody know, like secretly go hunting real quick, after school or something, nobody will know where to look. You know, probably won't ever be found, you know. So you should talk to our kids that are starting to use snow machines to warn them not to be traveling, because there's no bridge yet, and we could probably go bird hunting after the river goes out or the ice goes out. So we need to inform the teenagers that, because nowadays the teenagers, they don't know how to tell what's good and what's bad on traveling wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to tell our kids not to be traveling at this time.
Okay.
But
that applies to everybody, young and old.
Yeah, young and old. But that being said, I was on a river survey from Napakiak up to Tulaksak yesterday around 2 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
There's a bunch of open holes right below Oscarville, right above Napakiak, right at the shortcut slough opened up last night at Napostiak, and there's open holes upper and lower end of straight slough, and Kuskokwak right below Queeflook is open, shifted last night. There's open leads below Queeflook River, and Queeflook River is mostly clear in front of their school, and along with the upper end of the mouth of Kuskokwak, it's pretty rotten. Akichuk site is the same way, pretty rotten. All dark, all needle ice from Johnston River all the way up to where we could see. Tulaksak River is at the mouth where they're searching. They see ice once in a while flowing down to the search area. It's all needle ice, so there should not be any traveling whatsoever on the river at this time. Even though it's just downriver, it should be avoided using the rivers. So it's really dangerous out there. The river down there by Napaskiak to Napakiak, it could go either today or tomorrow, depending on the weather. And it's been really warm out there, so I advise everybody not to be traveling anywhere at this time. Like Henry was saying, there's no birds yet. They're starting to trickle in, but it's not worth the life of anybody to catch one single goose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really dangerous out there, especially on the lakes and the creeks. It's very dangerous. So, any questions?
No, but I heard through a former employee of ONC that for all you steamboat fish campers, I heard they got the funding to clean that up. I'm not sure how true it is, but that's what I've heard. So I'm excited for the people that have the fish camps up there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's great news if it is true. So hopefully it is. So, all right, guys, you guys have a good day.
You don't have nothing more on your mind politically?
Politically, I think I'll be a good boy today.
Fritz, that's not like you, Fritz.
I'll wait till next week.
Okay.
See what I come up with. I didn't do any much research.
You didn't do no homework?
Well, no. One thing, now that you mentioned that, what is the city of Bethel going to do with this insurance, health insurance-wise, since they're going to tack on another $100, according to 98.3 news reported this morning that I heard. along with a $1,000 deductible.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens.
Well, I guess that's, you know, happening everywhere, not just with the city. I mean, it's just, you know, cost of living. You know, we've always had some kind of increase somewhere, and that happens to be one of them, unless you're Alaska Native and a beneficiary of IHS.
Even that being said, you know, people are starting to get charged for being seen at here at YKHC a couple of weeks ago. Last month, my kids were seen, and lo and behold, I got a bill for getting medication and for my kids being seen. A couple $100 a piece.
Wow.
So we'll see what's, you know, with this economy falling, you know, we're in for something next few years to come. You know, it's economy is going downhill, and
mm-hmm.
along with the state and along with the city, and
well,
the fundings are going away.
They're going to build that new facility, so they have to find ways of generating revenue.
Yeah, and maybe the city, Bethel, just barely might make it through because of this alcohol tax.
Well, how do you feel about them collecting the money for that? That should be. Don't you feel that is going to be sufficient enough to cover the government funding for the city of Bethel?
Well, you know, what this tobacco tax brought in, what, almost $500,000 last year?
Mm-hmm.
300 some odd thousand in tax revenue from tobacco tax?
Just on tobacco.
Just on tobacco.
Yeah,
and then we're going to top it off with alcohol tax.
And marijuana.
And marijuana, and who knows what.
Yeah.
And then the city is also talking about getting a couple of water trucks
mm-hmm.
from where are they going to get the money from that. And then
yeah.
they're planning on digging up the sewage lagoon and dump it in the landfill, which is going to overflow that place.
Yep. Okay, Fritz, you have a good day.
All right, you too, Joe. Thanks.
Yep. Okay, we're going to have an email real quick, then we'll take our next phone call.
This is coming from Ron DeSargent. It says, the Bethel 4-H summer program is being put together. If you will be in town and would like to give some time to the kids, please come by the youth center or call Rhonda at 545-2101. The schedule and weekly themes are posted in the camp section at alaska4h.org. Her number again, 545-2101.
Okay, we're going to go to our caller, Wasley Van. Good morning, Wasley.
Hello.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Kibukaya ka to khani to toy alakh kudat kusklo ka tama na khani.
Yeah, thank you.